So I'm an ESL person, English as a second language. But when I heard the word non-concordance, I didn't even know what it meant. And then when I learned what non-concordance is in a sexual context, I was like, whoa, whoa. Let's get started. Non-concordance, in general, just means not the same, not matching. غير مطابقين or غير متوافق. But in the context of this conversation, we are talking about non-concordance in a sexual sense. So we're going to be talking about arousal non-concordance today, which is when your body and your mind are not matching. It's important to know that there are two types of arousal. First, we have objective arousal, or what you can call a genital response. It sounds exactly like what it is. Your penis is getting hard or your vulva is getting wet. Then the second type of arousal is a subjective arousal, or what we call enjoying. And that is what happens in your mind, in your brain. So your brain is actually your biggest sex organ. One more time. So your brain is actually your biggest sex organ. This is when you feel like, oh yeah, this feels good. I'm vibing. We're rolling. It's fun. Very important distinctions. Repeat after me. Genital response is not the same as enjoying and pleasure. One more time. Clara, say it with me. Genital response is not the same as enjoying or pleasure. All a genital response is your body seeing or experiencing sexually relevant stimuli and expecting something sexual to happen. So let's break that down. Sexually relevant stimuli is basically anything that you saw or experienced growing up that you learned or were told,
this is sexual.
It's Playboy magazines that you stole. For me, it was the movie Fair Game that I learned sex from. Thank you, Cindy Crawford and Alec Baldwin. Does this mean that that is necessarily what you want or desire or enjoy? No! La! So this is the Pavlovian response. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Ivan Pavlov would ring a bell before feeding his dogs. And when he did that enough times, eventually the dogs started to salivate because they were expecting food to come, whether the dogs were hungry or not. So you can think of the bell as the sexually relevant stimuli. Arousal non-concordance is essentially what happens when you're having a genital response, but your brain is not enjoying, or the other way around. So you can be really turned on and aroused in your brain, but you're not seeing your genitals responding in the same way. You're not getting wet or you're not getting hard. For the purposes of today, I'm gonna be focusing on the first half. I'm making this a big deal because not knowing what arousal non-concordance is has led to some really crazy and in some cases dark shit. Let's talk about rape culture. There is a lot of false belief that a woman's genital response is an indication of what she desires or wants. And I know maybe if you're in the Western world or just in general, you might be hearing this at home and thinking, no, that's so far away, that's so in the past, but it's not. Think about how many songs you hear that say something like, oh baby, like you're saying no, but your body's saying yes. So many songs. There is actually an entire $500 million franchise that literally is centered around a woman's arousal non-concordance. Can you guess what it is? Cool, I can't hear you because this is a pre-recorded web series, but it's 50 Shades of Grey. This is nuts, and I got this from Dr. Nagoski's book. I didn't read 50 Shades of Grey, but she read it, and she summarizes this story. In the first spanking scene, our hero, Christian Grey, is spanking the shit out of Anastasia, who is our heroine, and she tries to move away. She's screaming, she's in pain. This is a quote from a book. Her face hurts, it's screwed up so tight. Literally not a single word about her enjoying what's happening. Afterwards, Mr. Christian Grey proceeds to stick his fingers up her vagina and he says, feel this? See how much your body likes this? Now, knowing what you know about arousal non-concordance, you know that she, Anastasia, may have been wet, but she was absolutely not enjoying it. And what's worse, as Dr. Nagoski points out, and this is the sad part, is that Anastasia, whatever her name is, she goes on to believe Christian Grey over her own experience. Are you dropping into how dangerous this is? How many women do you know that have been sexually assaulted? How many women do you know that have been assaulted, have had men gaslight them into believing that they somehow wanted it because they had a genital response? If you are any kind of person, really, and you are engaging in intimacy with a partner or whoever else, please do not blindly refer to what is happening down there. Ask your partner to use their words. Pay attention to their breath. Pay attention to their body language. But their words are the most powerful indicator as to whether or not they're enjoying it. That's why it's so important to use the language of, yes, this feels good. Yes, kiss me. Yes, we have to communicate. Consent is so important. Direction is so important. And we're going to talk about this at length in the next episode. Arousal non-concordance is so important is because when we understand it and have the language for it, we can remove unnecessary shame that can propel us into action. What am I talking about? Dr. Nagoski in her book talks about her friend, actually. We're gonna call him Bob. So Bob was in college. Bob is at a party. Bob sees his friend having sex with a girl who's passed out drunk, AKA he's raping her. And Bob is horrified. And then he's doubly horrified because Bob realized that he has an erection and he's completely ashamed of himself and he's terrified that he is in some way enjoying this. So Bob just leaves. Now, if Bob had an understanding of what arousal non-concordance was, the shame business wouldn't have been in the way. And Bob most probably would have told his friend to f*** off, would have probably called an ambulance and called the cops and got this girl to a hospital to collect evidence and take care of her. So you can see how crucial it is that we know these differences. I sort of knew that this existed, but then when there was language and definition and science given to it, it just became so much more powerful. I'm so happy to share this with you today. Please share it with everybody that you know. It could save a person's life, literally, or validate their experience. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.